This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's...
Earlier today, I sat down with Speaker Newt Gingrich, Fox News contributor and author of the new book, Trump's America, The Truth About Our Nation's Great Comeback. What impact is President Trump having on the Republican Party?
Well, I think he's moving us to be a much more pro-jobs, pro-growth, really recreating almost a Reagan-like commitment. I think he also has been remarkable in creating many more conservative judges than anybody would have thought possible by now. But at the same time, I think he rattles a lot of more traditional Republicans. He's very aggressive. He's a genuine populist in the sense that I think he focuses on the hardworking blue-collar workers who historically made America such a remarkable country, and he wants to make sure that they get a good deal, and that's not always been the Republican model.
You know, and I know in your book you list the accomplishments of this presidency so far, and when it comes to the primaries like we saw last night and John Cox, are you getting the sense the American people are feeling the benefits of this president's policies?
Yeah, I think there are two different things going on. I think among Republicans, he is probably the most popular president at this stage of any Republican. It's remarkable, the numbers, even substantially more popular than Reagan was at this point among Republicans. But I think with independents and those Democrats who haven't drunk the Kool-Aid, the sheer weight of the economy is having an impact. When you have the lowest black unemployment in history, when you have literally yesterday an announcement that there are now more jobs than there are people looking for work, when you have the Federal Reserve saying that this quarter might be 4.8% growth for the economy, which would be a Ronald Reagan level number. No, remember, just 2 years ago, people were telling us, you'll never get above 2%. This is the new normal. Mm. Well, we blew up the new normal. And Donald Trump is, I think he gets up every day, and about half of his focus is jobs.
So, Speaker, with all the talk of this blue wave that's coming, do you agree with the president? Maybe it's a red wave?
Absolutely. In fact, I was on Maria Bartiromo's show the other day, and it just hit me. We're going to win. We're going to gain seats in the Senate, between 2 and 6 seats. Well, how can it be a blue wave if we're gaining seats in the Senate? We're probably going to gain seats in governorships. So how can it be a blue wave? The only place that you can argue is the House. And frankly, Cox being on the ballot in California is an enormous asset for us keeping the seats in California. And if we keep all of our seats in California, they can't possibly get to a majority.
Remarkable. Real quick, I want to get your thoughts on this, Speaker. Another story we're watching tonight. Special Counsel Robert Mueller reportedly asking witnesses for their personal cell phones in order to get information off of some encrypted apps. This coming 2 days after court documents claimed former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort tried to tamper with witnesses and tried to hide it by using these encrypted apps on his phone, apparently forgetting Robert Mueller had a warrant to monitor his iCloud account. Oops, he forgot
about
that.
Well, this is, you know, maybe I thought Manafort was smarter than this. I mean, the fact is, if you're in this kind of investigation, the government has the power to get to the information. And if you try to hide it, they have the power to make you turn it over, unless you plead the Fifth Amendment and you end up in a situation where you refuse to testify and then you go to court. But I think this is a situation where you can't say to people, I really want all your information except the ones you want to hide.
Yeah. Well, he's got a hearing coming up June 15th. We'll see what happens with that. Trump's America by Newt Gingrich. The Truth About Our Nation's Great Comeback. I know that this is a book a lot of people have been wanting to get their hands on, and the president's a man you know very well. And
well,
you continue to tell this story.
A remarkable human being.
Speaker Gingrich, thank
Good
you.
Good to be with
nice
you.
Nice to see you.
It's pretty miraculous, considering what was projected, that we would never, as Newt Gingrich said, you know, the new normal was 2% GDP, talking about a GDP upwards of 4.8%? Are you kidding me? This is what we're looking at, possibly. It's exciting times here right now, but we need to support this president.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen. We got to do everything we can to keep this country back on track. Stay target focused on the job at hand that requires all hands on deck. It's not a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. It's about a us kind of thing, the United States of America, if we're going to, get this country back on track. Thank you for joining us. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour with us right now is Shane Snow. Shane, a little bit of his background, award-winning journalist, celebrated entrepreneur, the best-selling author of Smart Cuts, and the forthcoming Dream Teams, which is just being released, as well as the co-author of Storytelling Edge. He's co-founder of the content technology company, Contently, and has helped out gun traffickers and gender discrimination as a founder and board member of the Hatch Institute for Investigative Journalism. Shane, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me. Also, I love your message. Just to say at the beginning, this is the perfect thing that the country needs is this kind of conversation you're doing. So thank you for doing that.
Well, it's part of our dream team, isn't it? What we're talking about here is, and what makes a dream team is that we stay in our lane and do what we can. Everybody has a role to play. We have a country that's off the rails here. So, we've got options. We can complain about it or, you put on your boots and, pull up your pants and let's get about the business of getting this country back on track, right?
I think it's so important for us to start thinking of ourselves as a team, Team America, right? Not Team Democrat or Team Republican. Or humans are really good at putting each other in categories and then fighting those categories rather than, what's made this country great for so long is we were this band of misfits that all came here from different places. And even though we have different points of view, we could all agree on one thing, which was that we wanted to make this a place where everyone was welcome and where we could all make our lives a little bit better together. And so even our ideological rivals are part of our team, and we can actually make use of that, just like Hamilton and Jefferson did. And I think seeing ourselves as part of the bigger team of America and also Team Humanity more than that,
exactly,
I think is a really important thing. And it's difficult, but I think it's important.
Well, and what you just touched on, Shane, is quite interesting. I'm looking forward to a conversation with Senator Mike Lee, who has written a book, to kind of open up people's minds again about the Constitution and the bracketing interest that brought us to the point. We hear about, Madison and Jefferson and all the key founding fathers, but what about the people on the edges? We talked about that we're in their lanes to help, serve as bumpers to this great American experiment, it wasn't just the genius of Madison, though he is a genius, there's no doubt about it, what he gave us, and Jefferson as well, our early founding fathers, but there was a lot of players on the peripheries that we don't hear about. And so what happens, because we don't hear about them, we lose context in the argument of what brings us to the point of the Constitution as we see it. There was lots of conversation and ideas that came about that preceded the Constitution. You know, to your point, as you're suggesting, is as a team, it was a team effort. And I think sometimes when we just talk about the founding fathers, we miss out on the valuable contribution of people that aren't necessarily, you know, getting the notoriety or at least the acceptance and understanding of their contribution as maybe they should.
Well, this is a good point that extends beyond the Constitution. Any great thing we've ever done often has someone's name on it. That's sort of the beginning, or, you know, even a book, right? My name is on the cover of the book. I'm not the only person who was involved in writing this book. There's editors, there's people who pushed me to make it better, but it's also stories and research by and of people, tons and tons of people, right?
Right.
The Constitution was put together by a huge group of people, building on the work of lots of philosophers and people who came before them. And it also, I think something important, is it wasn't this, you know, happy group of people sitting around a campfire playing the banjo and then saying, yeah, this is how it should be. And right. It was a very uncomfortable, fractious conversation. It was a debate that went very long, and that was important. It was important that they did not hold back their different points of view and their ideas, and that's how we made something that was better than had ever been done before. It wasn't just one person's genius. It was actually something that was smarter than any of those people individually involved, and that's kind of the dream, right?
Exactly.
But it's not comfortable, and it's not easy, and that's what makes it great.
And the thing is, like any dreams, you have, as I say, those borders. And you have the dynamic tension of our founding fathers dealing with, well, do we centralize government or do we decentralize it? Do we believe in big government as the government of everything? Or do we believe that, you know, we the people, that the people should govern themselves? And that tension exists today, and you get kind of a yin and yang effect, although we probably get more one-sided right now, because the push is now in terms of a bigger government that the people, need a bigger government to operate on. That's what's, is being being proposed out there, and constantly what, aspiring, elected officials are trying to thrust upon the people. But, you know, that debate still continues, and that's what happens, right?
You know, one of the most important things that I found I did this tour of history and psychology and neuroscience as it has to do with human collaboration in general. Mm-hmm. And one of the most important things I found that I think is very relevant to what you're talking about is the idea that the greatest teams in history and today are the teams that have enough humility and flexibility to change when situations change, when circumstances change. It's kind of like we're hiking up the mountain and trying to get to the top, but there's earthquakes all the time. There's new mountain peaks. The top changes, right? And the
right.
challenges we have to go around are changing all the time. Boulders, roll in front of us. And the kind of team that can say, I have a vision, a purpose of getting to the top, getting everyone to the top together.
Right.
But I'm going to be flexible. We're going to be flexible on how we get there, and we're going to adapt. That's the kind of team that changes the world. But that's not easy, because we have sort of built into our, identities this ego thing that wants to be right about the thing that we choose to do, and adapting is hard. But that's, the big government, small government needs to be changing. We need to be, making new laws and taking away laws and adjusting things as circumstances change and as technology and people change. Otherwise, we're going to, the boulder's going to land on us. And I think being stubborn and saying, this one sort of point of view or way of building government is the only right way, or let's not change anything. Both of those are just sort of putting us at risk of, you know, missing out on our potential.
And the unfortunate thing about this, Shane, what you point out, is our Constitution affords us that opportunity to adjust with the times, to do new laws, make amendments, that sort of thing. But when we get so fixated on things, as you say, and something gets lost in translation, and we're short-circuited, and the genius of our humanity is lessened and compromised. My humble opinion. Shane Snow is with us. Our conversation continues on the other side of the break. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, tool box, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. Biffybag.com. BIFFYBAG.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Don't make mistakes.
fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. California Bob texts me, says, you only need two things, fealty to the mission and dedication to the goals. Adding to the conversation here that we're having with Shane Snow, author of the book Dream Teams. In the book, Shane concludes that the same outsider strategy that put Trump in the White House is precisely what has the potential to make his administration more innovative than past administrations. And Shane, I cannot agree with you enough. I think this is what America was longing for, was a true CEO to come into the Oval Office. And this is what Donald Trump does. I mean, any CEO that has any worth and value to an organization, you know, leads the way, takes a look at the operation, finds out, you know, what's working, what's not working. There's no sacred cows. It's just it's about what's working and advancing the cause, right?
You know, it's the simultaneously the highest potential and the highest risk strategy for any company. And if you think of, you know, the United States as an organization, not unlike a company where you have the CEO who's sort of the coordinator in chief, research shows that when companies are stuck, when they've plateaued in terms of, you know, growth and innovation, bringing in an outsider at the top of the company is correlated with kind of the most chance of success and getting back on track, but also it's the most risky. Change is hard, and you know the outside perspectives that you bring into an organization give you all the potential, but you need to manage the conflict and the potential friction, and you need that outside perspective to bring in with it relevant diversity of thought. And you know, sometimes different ways of thinking are helpful, and sometimes they're not. So that's the challenge. There's also the opportunity we have with this administration. I like that you bring this up, because so much, you know, the president is elected and he's the president, so we have to work together. So even his critics can and should recognize that there is an opportunity here in bringing something different. We may as well try to work together and not just try to foil each other at this point. Mm-hmm.
I don't mind the criticism. What I do mind is what I call, you know, the sticking stick. You're sticking somebody's spokes here. We're trying to, you know, roll down the hill, get this thing moving, and there are critics there that see themselves as, you know, just people that want to obstruct and derail this opportunity that we have right now. I mean, look what's happened in the first 500 days, Shane. It is close to a miracle what this president and this administration has been able to accomplish. I mean, they've got people, you talk about dreaming big dreams again. Small businesses are opening up at record paces. Unemployment rate, the lowest it's been in 20 years, even amongst, different groups, which I am challenged by this, based on what we were talking about earlier, is that when we bifurcate one another and look at, tribalistic perspectives and characteristics of the demographic, it divides us. It does the very thing that counters what we are supposed to be about in being united. We need to count and look on those things that hold us together, not tear us apart.
I agree. You know, I think we should be under no illusions that any president is perfect, and no illusions that, you know, that Donald Trump has done everything right. But I think not giving credit and not seeing this as an opportunity to make something better is just wasting our potential. And I'd actually say this might be a controversial opinion, but I think that President Obama brought something very different to the country, and he helped us navigate through this very hard economic time and set things up in a very good way for a new CEO to come in and capitalize on that and do something that I think, that perhaps a Democratic president may not have done economically. To actually, I think the combination of these two kind of approaches is actually more powerful than either of those men would probably give each other credit for. Maybe they would. Mm-hmm. But I think there's something interesting about, you know, even our system, the two-party system is full of flaws, but the flip-flopping back of control, you know, on the one hand, we sort of undo each other's work and we foil each other. On the other hand, we get this combination of perspectives that perhaps if one party's in control for too long, we actually leave potential energy on the table. And so that's kind of how I view what's happening with the economy right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the jobs is we have someone who's, you know, who's a business person who is cleverly in a lot of ways built a lot of businesses and experimented and you know, found wisdom through failure.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of businesses in a way that, you know, now's the perfect time for a businessman, I think, to be at the helm. You know, now that we're in the state that we're in and you know, we got a lot of problems to solve and he needs a lot of good people to solve things that are not economy related, but we're seeing the result of, you know, a lot of teamwork over the last many years being brought to bear and being navigated well, I think, in many ways.
Mm-hmm. You know, I agree, and I'm growing to agree more with what you said in terms of, you know, being thankful for Barack Obama. And I think the reason it's taken me a while, Shane, is because, like many Americans, I had high expectations and hopes for the first black president. And again, you know, the very thing I said I didn't want to do, I ended up, you know, bringing out in terms of bifurcating and dividing here. But I guess what I'm was hoping for is that we would be able to unite really under a common cause that, you know, the people were proving that it isn't about the color of your skin, as Martin Luther King said, you know, it's the content of your character. And it's taken me a bit to appreciate how Barack Obama's administration led us to beget, you know, Donald Trump in much the same way that H.W., his administration begat Bill Clinton, because if you look at the transition there, it seemed a little bit more obvious because we saw the economy bouncing back under Bush. And then when Bill Clinton came in, he had the wind at his back. So things were moving in a positive direction. And so he could pick up the mantle and take off. And in a lot of ways, he did a great job. And then, you know, you have the Clinton administration begetting where the Bush the second in, you know, following the Clinton administration, because there were things of moral integrity that needed to be addressed. And I believe Bush did that to a degree. You know, so you have these plus and minuses that go along to your point. And, you know, and I agree, even though some people might see it as a bit controversial. I know it's been problematic when President Obama comes and wants to take credit, you know, for the economy. I think sometimes those things are better said by outside observers than, you know, than the person himself. But and maybe that's part of the problem for me.
Well,
I
think we should give him credit. I think we should give each other credit. We're all on the same team. He, mm-hmm. you know, he didn't want the economy to be bad, and he navigated the country through a very hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, didn't do everything perfect, isn't
right.
a perfect person. But I think there's an enormous amount of credit. And for the dignified way that he handled the transition, you know, obviously he didn't want, you know, Trump to win. He wanted, you know, someone then from his you know, inner team, inner party to win that. But I think he's handled that marvelously. And I think that we'll, you know, my hope is that, you know, over the next couple of years with the new president, that the strategy that he has, the outsider strategy, the shaking things up, you know, shaking the snow globe, I'm hoping that it doesn't boil into territory where it gets too personal, where the divisions and, you know, there's sort of that shakeup. I hope it does not get to the point where it's too nasty, and I hope that it doesn't devolve into chaos, but it actually turns into good energy. You know,
mm-hmm. I think we're seeing sparks of that,
right?
Shane.
Yeah.
I think as we, you know, people like yourself and others, you know, promote the unity of this country, all the disparate views and contributions that can be made, and if there's place for them to make contribution, I think that's the big frustration, is that people do not want to be delegitimized. They don't want to be ignored and taken off the field of play when they need to be on the field of play and contributing, right?
Yeah, we should see each other even if we disagree on things. That's important.
Well, without a doubt.
Working together.
Shane Snow has been with us. His book, Dream Teams, available at all the usual places and linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Shane, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Fathers, speaking to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, a little Father's Day thematic music as we get ready. You know, it's just around the corner. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, I don't know if you've heard this, but we got new Medicare cards that are coming. And our next guest is going to tell us all about that. He's the regional administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services out of Seattle. Since May, millions of people have been receiving and are successfully using their new Medicare card. This month, CMS will be mailing you cards to people with Medicare in California, Hawaii, Alaska, Oregon, American Samoa, Guam, and Northern Mariana Islands. Everyone with Medicare in these states and territories should get their new Medicare cards by the end of June. Each new card will have a unique new Medicare number instead of a Social Security number. Goodness, I like that. Removing Social Security numbers will help prevent Medicare fraud. While there's a new card and number, Medicare benefits remain the same. John Hammerlin, thank you for coming on and breaking this down for us, because I know some people have gotten their cards and say, well, okay, well, what is this about? What's going on here? So break it down and help us understand all the good news that is before us here.
Well, thank you very much for having me on, and we appreciate the ability to tell folks that we are sending out new Medicare cards, newly designed, and as you said, we've removed the Social Security number, mm-hmm. and we're replacing it with a unique, randomly generated alphanumeric number, and that's going to better protect our Medicare beneficiaries from identity theft and fraud. Mm-hmm.
And this was the whole motivation for these new cards, right? Was protecting against Medicare fraud?
That is the paramount goal. When you think about it, the Social Security number, when it's coupled with other sensitive information, like name or birth date or financial information or health information, it's vulnerable to fraud, especially if it gets in the hands of people who have bad intent. So we just wanted to get rid of the Social Security number. We've also made a few other design improvements to the new card.
In getting the new cards, it's not like anybody has to do anything. They're just going to come to our homes automatically, right, by mail?
That's right. They're automatically sent by mail. You don't have to do anything to receive the new card.
Okay. But you're also recommending that if you have any concern whatsoever, that you can find out when your card is coming, right?
Yes, you can. You can go on to medicare.gov/new card, and you can put in your email and the states in which you reside, and you can find out information about when the cards will be mailed to you.
Mm-hmm. And that might be a smart thing to do anyway, because, you know, like anything, unfortunately, John, is when you got bad players out there knowing that there's going to be a release of new cards, they would love nothing better than to be able to preempt that delivery any way they could, right?
That's right. Scammers are hoping that Medicare beneficiaries won't be informed about the changes, and so they're going to try to take advantage of that. So we're advising Medicare beneficiaries to be on the alert for possible scams.
Mm-hmm. Well, when the new card comes, what's the next thing they do?
So when the new card comes, you can begin using it right away, and you should securely destroy your old card. And that means shredding it or cutting it up into small pieces, not just throwing it away or recycling it. So as soon as the new card comes, you get to use it.
So, and you'd also recommend that wherever you've used your card previously, you know, update all your information with this new card number as opposed to your Social Security number. I love this so much, John. I'm so glad that you guys are doing this.
Well, thank you. We think it's an important initiative.
Well, you know, all this is, you know, part and parcel to protecting our identity, which when we talk about protecting our identity, it really is a total approach. I mean, it goes both ways, does it not?
Well, it really does. And I should add that in addition to protecting the Medicare beneficiary's identity, we're also protecting the Medicare program from fraud as well. So it really has a benefit for the entire program as well as for every individual Medicare beneficiary.
Well, John Hammerlin is with us. He's the Deputy Consortium Administrator of the Consortium for Medicaid and Children's Health Operations and Regional Administrator of the Seattle Office of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. His primary focus is outreach and education about CMS programs, including Medicare, Medicaid, the Children's Health Insurance Program, the Affordable Care Act, and the delivery system reform to stakeholders and consumers in Alaska, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. You got a lot of responsibility here, John. I'm tired just reading your responsibilities. How do you keep up with it all?
Well, it is an honor to do it. I am very devoted to the program and to our beneficiaries.
Well, this has to be a great victory for everybody that's been working on this project, is to roll out these new cards. Now, I understand that, you know, some people, when they get new cards, they're going to wonder, was this going to change my benefits? What is this, I get a new card, what does this mean, you know?
Right, and the good news is that Medicare's coverage and benefits isn't changing in any way. It's the same old Medicare program, it's just simply a new and improved card.
We always like new and improved, and so, again, ladies and gentlemen, these cards are coming out. Keep an eye out for it. Remind them once again, John, where they can go online and check and see when their card, at least get an idea when their card will be delivered. They need to, number one, expect it, be checking their mailboxes for it. And I like that you have kind of a heads up, announcement and alert via email to let us know when these cards are being mailed out to us.
Well, thank you for helping us spread the word, and beneficiaries can go to medicare.gov/new card to get more information.
And again, just to remind you, when you get the new card, make sure you dispose that old card, shred it, every remnant whatever you do, just get rid of it, destroy it absolutely, and then you'll have your new card, which takes your Social Security number out of play here, which is a wonderful concept. So this new and improved Medicare card is on its way. It's being mailed, and you can go to the website and be aware of when it will be in your post office box or your mailbox, and we'll be off and rolling with these new cards. Now, where can, John, the people go for more information? Is it the same website?
It is. It's medicare.gov/newcard.
Well, just like that, in May, millions of people, as we reported, received and are successfully using their new Medicare card. You will be next in June. The next segment of the country are getting their new cards, and heads up on it. Make sure you go to the website in advance. You go to medicare.gov for all the information on the new Medicare card, and also to get an alert and have a heads up of when that card is going to be coming to you. You can get an email about it by going online at medicare.gov/newcard. John, anything else that you want to remind everybody as we wrap this up?
Well, as you said, there is an opportunity for scammers to perhaps take advantage of this. So beware of any suspicious activity that might be a scam, and give us a call if that happens. Let us know about that, because that's how we can catch people who are trying to defraud the program and our beneficiaries.
Yeah, we need to protect the integrity of this time-honored program. You've paid for it, ladies and gentlemen. It should be protected, and it takes everybody involved to be a part of the protective process. So John Hammerlin, Regional Administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services out of the Seattle office. John, thank you so much for being with us. Good stuff, good information. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You take care. Just about 19 minutes before the top of the hour, we've got more coming up. In fact, hey, the movie guy, we're going to take a look at, the big box office winners this past weekend, also coming attractions. He's live from Hollywood. Yes, Hollywood is still there in spite of some of the crazy politics. It's just nothing personal. It's just something to observe. Sometimes it's amusement. It's entertaining. Just don't take it too seriously. Especially if you don't live in California, you don't have to. You just, listen, watch, and you just kind of shake your heads. But, hey, Steve is a lot more reasonable, and we like having him with us every week. The movie guy, Steve Evans, coming up next right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's expands its signature 2-for-20 menu, two full-size entrees and a full-size appetizer to share for $20, by adding flame-grilled steak as an extra option to tempt everyone's taste buds. Starting on May 28th and for a limited time only, guests can enjoy a 6-ounce USDA Select Top Sirloin Steak as an entree option, by itself or in a delicious combo like the shrimp and parmesan sirloin. It will satisfy the biggest of appetites. And the best part is that you can share this with a special someone. Submit an image or video of your epic 2-for-20 proposal on Twitter from June 4th to June 10th using hashtag 2for20contest for a chance to win a date night at Applebee's. And if you don't feel like dining in, also for a limited time, enjoy 20% off $20 or more on your next Applebee's Carside To-Go order. For more, visit Applebee's.com. Price and participation may vary by location.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Already forming. Everybody's heading to the lobby because they know Steve the movie guy is coming through the door.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Oh, I love the music. Steve the Movie Guy, live. Yes, live from Hollywood, California. It is still in existence, even after the primary on Tuesday. All is well, right?
All is well here in California.
Absolutely. Yeah. Why not? Hey, not so much a Buffo weekend, you know, although Solo still, oh, Solo Mio. Star Wars Story still number uno, and then you Adrift made it to number three, a new release. I did happen to catch Adrift. Did you see that?
So did I. I loved
yeah.
the film. Did you like it?
I thought it was well done. I mean, it was. I love movies with twists, and maybe I'm sharing probably more than I should, but I thought it was well done. True story.
Yes, true story. Beautifully shot. And for those of you who aren't aware of the storyline, it's about this young couple, Shailene Woodley, and played by Shailene Woodley and Sam Claflin. They get this job to take a boat from Tahiti over to San Diego. It's going to be a great trip. And all of a sudden, they run into Hurricane Raymond. Which
yeah, what's the guy thinking? He's an experienced guy. You know, my wife and I were watching this and going, it's hurricane season. What is he thinking?
Well, that's probably why they were hired to take the boat. I probably yeah. owned the boat, didn't want to run that risk. Anyway, I mean, there's some great shots of that storm, and I would not want to be in a small boat out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean when one of those hits, because, I mean, those waves were monstrous.
How do you survive that?
Yeah, I just hold on, I think, and that's basically what happened. I think it was beautifully shot, for one thing. There are great shots of Tahiti and great shots of the ocean and sailing and surfing and all that stuff. And that, by the way, is something I've always wanted to do. I always thought it would be a great idea to take a boat, maybe, you know, be on a sailboat and sail it from maybe Hawaii to L.A. or something like that. But then again, I might be 2 days into the trip and just be bored out of my mind because – you're just kind of there watching the wind blow. I mean, there's not a whole lot going on.
Well, I would think it's rather introspective. I mean, when you're out there and you're like a little cork in this massive ocean, you know, bobbing around, and, you know, it's very, very peaceful. But, you know, and if you're not used to, you know, having moments like that, but it's more than moments. I mean, you know, even for the time that they're, you know, of course, they're just being pushed by the waters and the currents and that sort of thing. And so it took them took her 42 days or something like that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah. Of course,
incredible.
If Haley and Woodley were aboard, it might be a different story. But
Well, that could be your dream. But of course, the wife unit's not hearing you say this. So
no, of course not.
And I'm not about to tell her.
But, yeah, so it's an interesting, I would recommend it. It really is beautifully shot, an interesting story with a very interesting twist. It's called The Drift. 67% of the critics are recommending that one.
Wow.
And as you mentioned, Solo, a Star Wars story, was number one, but off about 65%. I think that Disney would like to put that one in the rearview mirror.
Right.
Just say, you know, let's talk about Episode 9 coming out December the 20th, mark it down, 2019. What's that, about a year and a half away?
Right. So, and Ron Howard is looking to recreate some, Andy Griffith show or something.
We'll find out if there's any gas left in the Star Wars tank in 2000.
I'm sure there will be. Hey, look at, hey, why not? It's worth a shot. You try it, you know, but like you said, it was a bit scattered. I mean, it didn't quite come together, and I'm sure that Ron Howard, as smart as he is probably regretting, you know, going in. You know, this is one thing. When you go and you save somebody that's drowning, if you go too early, you end up drowning yourself. You know,
I think Disney owes him a big favor just for pulling that one out of the fire and at least making a few bucks. Well, you know, it's made $150 million. I mean, we get so jaded, I think, sometimes looking at these numbers.
Well, the thing is, it's tough. It cost him $400 million, though, to make. I mean, you know, so they're still in a bit of deficit. But I'm sure they can borrow some money from the Avengers franchise. They're doing really well.
I wouldn't worry about the Walt Disney Company anytime soon.
Yeah, don't cry for me, Argentina. Yeah, exactly.
Deadpool number two. Let's see, we had Avengers, as we mentioned, Adrift number three, Avengers Infinity War number four, and Book Club still hanging in there. That rounded up the top five.
What about Upgrade? What happened there? Well, they didn't have mass distribution. They only had about 1,400. So
probably one of the problems there. It made about 4.7. It was just missed the top five. It was number six, and like you say, about 1,400 screens. So it might build an audience. That's kind of how those things go when they open them in a smaller number of theaters. They hope it will catch on and can expand.
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk about another franchise here. Ocean's 8 out this weekend. This is a spin-off.
Are they going backwards? Because I thought we were up to 11 or 12. Now we're 8. What happened?
This is a spin-off. Of course, it all started with Ocean's 11. Yeah, the math has been off with this one.
I mean, this is like a George Lucas thing. It's like, let's go ahead, let's give them the front part, and then, oh, yeah, by the way, let's give you the back. So now let's reverse gears and, you know, is that what this is?
I lost track of that whole thing years ago.
Yeah.
But Ocean's 11, if you remember the original,
of course,
back in 1960, it was
great movie.
Called a Rat Pack film. It was a great cast. You had Sinatra and Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Lawford, Joey Bishop, Angie Dickinson. And that was a big hit. And then they decided, well, this is a pretty good idea. Let's remake that. So they did in 2001, and that was with George Clooney playing Danny Ocean. You got Brad Pitt and Matt Damon and Julia Roberts. And this thing went along pretty good. They did Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, and then Ocean's 13 in 2007. That whole thing, that trilogy has made over about $1.2 billion worldwide. And then Bernie Mac died in 2008. They just thought, you know what, maybe this has run its course. But they decided to come out with something a little different, an Ocean's 8 with an all-female cast this time. They're calling this a spin-off of the Ocean series. It's getting good reviews. 76% of the critics are recommending this. And this is starring Debbie Ocean, which supposedly is Danny Ocean's sister, Debbie being played by Sandra Bullock. And upon her release from prison, Debbie, the estranged sister of Danny Ocean, puts together a team of unstoppable crooks to pull off the heist of the century. Now, their goal is New York City's annual Met Gala and a necklace worth in excess of $150 million. It stars, as it was mentioning, Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett's in this, Anne Hathaway, Mindy Kaling, Rihanna, Helena Bonham Carter. You have this all-star crew here.
Well, it is.
All-female cast.
I mean, what a cast here that they've put together. This is this is going to be fascinating.
Well, I love these films. I'm going to see this movie because they're glamorous films, first of all. And secondly, I mean, it's kind of like the old Mission Impossible series, you know, where they have this challenge and they're putting it all together and then they pull off the heist and are they going to make it? So 76% of the critics are recommending that one, and I will be seeing that. It looks pretty good.
All right.
Also, another movie called Hotel Armitage, which has an interesting cast. 71% of the critics are recommending this one. This is set in riot-torn, near-future Los Angeles, and it is starring Jodie Foster as a nurse who runs the secret members-only emergency room for criminals.
Mm.
It's a pretty good business plan, if you think about it, because, you know, criminals are in this high-risk occupation, and they probably...
And they don't have anybody that comes in and says, Clarice, I'm here for you.
Probably not. It's tough for these guys to get insurance, I suppose.
Exactly.
Their premiums would be astronomical. Anyway, it's this members-only secret emergency room for criminals. Jodie Foster runs it. We also have Jeff Goldblum in this one, as well as Sterling K. Brown. 71% recommending Hotel Armitage.
Artemis. It's Artemis, I think.
What did I say?
You're saying Armitage, like it's a...
Oh, no. Artemis.
Yeah, Artemis, yes.
You're right. Artemis.
Yeah. Artemis.
We have another well-reviewed film here. The critics seem to be in a good mood this weekend. 94% recommending Hereditary. Well, I'm having a hard time reading this stuff. Hereditary this morning. This is a movie which is about a matriarch. Her name is Ellen. She's the matriarch of the Graham family. She passes away, and her daughter's family begins to unravel cryptic and increasingly terrifying secrets about their ancestry. The more they discover, the more they find themselves trying to outrun the sinister fate that they seem to have inherited. Toni Collette in this, Gabriel Byrne. This is kind of like when that long-lost drunk uncle shows up at Thanksgiving. We're related to him.
Yes,
that's kind of what this is about. Getting great reviews, though. 94% recommending Hereditary. Then we have a documentary called...
I like this one.
He, My Neighbor.
I like this one.
This is
fun. I mean, he has such an incredible backstory, and I'm really looking for... I love documentaries anyway, but there is so much about Fred Rogers that I don't know that we'll ever really, really know, but this is a good chip at it.
Well, it's a portrait of this guy, Fred Rogers, who we all think we know, but this goes a little deeper. This is emotional and moving, and it takes us beyond those zip-up cardigans to the land of make-believe and into the heart of a creative genius who inspired generations of children with compassion and limitless imagination. It was a very unique show, and nobody was able to do it quite like Fred Rogers. Won't You Be My Neighbor, 98% recommending that one. And then a movie here which has been very big on the festival circuit. It's called Hearts Beat Loud. It was big at Sundance, big at South by Southwest. It stars Nick Offerman, Kiersey Clemons, Ted Danson, and Toni Collette. Now, here's what Hearts Beat Loud is all about. You have a widower, an aging Brooklyn hipster Frank, played by Nick Offerman. He starts a band with his teenage daughter, Sam, just before she's about to leave home to attend college in California. And when a song of theirs finds success online, it really complicates things. Frank, he's, trying to let go of his dreams of stardom, and he also has to allow his daughter to find her own path in life. That's what this is about. Check out the trailer. Great music and a real heartwarming story. One critic saying, this is the feel-good movie that we need right now.
Just in time for Father's Day, huh?
Why not? That's true.
Yeah.
And, of course... Being a foodie, I know you want to check out The Quest of Alain Ducasse. This
weekend,
the documentary about this guy who has won 18 Michelin stars, has created 23 restaurants around the world, and it's all about food. It's the type of movie you want to be able to really watch on Netflix. Forget the frozen pizza in the microwave.
Yeah, exactly.
Pots and pans.
Yeah, you won't even... You'll feel like if you were eating popcorn there that you violated some sensitivities. Steve, the movie guy, live from Hollywood. I'm Bill Martinez.
I tried
live.
Other brands, but I came back to my son.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.